You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
There's some records you don't interrupt. and that's one of them. Good evening. That's the Chasing Outlaws, or Chasing Outlaws. They're not called the Chasing Outlaws at all. That's called Roller Coaster, and that is a record that I saw them perform at the Junction last Friday night. I was really impressed with their set. I've not seen them play for ages, but considering they don't play that much anymore, they thought they did a really polished set, and that was a standout record. I think that was probably, I shouldn't be biased, but I think that's probably my favourite track that was performed all night, actually. That one's been stuck in my head ever since. So I was pleased to be able to get hold of a copy and play that for you this evening. Chasing Outlaws, for those who don't know, have been around since 2009. Their brothers, Alex Arosa, who's on lead vocals and guitar, Nick Arosa on vocals and guitar, Adam Winch-Furness on drums, and Richard Tamburn on bass. They've supported established bands including Tribes, Attack Attack, Airship, Fearless Vampire Killers, and Mallory Knox. Their influences include the likes of Arctic Monkeys, which is the overwhelming sound that I got from their set, Kasabian, Foo Fighters, Biffy Clyro, and Elbow. Their latest EP is available to download on their SoundCloud. That's called You're Only Young Once, and it's available via soundcloud.com/chasingoutlaws. You can also find their Facebook at facebook.com/chasingoutlaws. So, good evening, welcome to the show. It's Wednesday night. It's the New Music Generator live until 9 o'clock tonight, playing the best in local and unsigned music. This evening we've got tracks from Lost Lungs, 28 Boulevard, Holden Girls, Zach Thomas, Scenario, Flaming June, and next From the Sticks. We've also got the winner of our Balancing's Monsters competition to meet. We'll be talking to them and also to Chris and Simon from the Balancing's after 7:30. At 8 it's the Unsigned Chart, which you can still vote for. Until then, go to our website cambridge105.fm and cast your vote. You've got another 55 minutes left in which to do so, and then from 8:30 we'll be reviewing the Junction 5 a night from last Friday and looking ahead to this week's NMG Sessions, which is tomorrow at the Portland Arms. So From the Sticks next. Now these are a band that I got to know and heard of through BBC Introducing, having listened to that last weekend. From the Sticks are a four-piece indie dance band consisting of Rick on vocals, Tom on guitar, Nick on bass, and Adam on drums. They're just four practical strangers brought together in a musical brotherhood, it says on their Facebook, on a mission to bring you the stories of life from the serious to the comical. This track is taken from their new EP, which is released soon. You can listen to this particular track on their SoundCloud, which you can find via their Facebook. It's facebook.com/fromthesticks, and this is called Boom Boom. Boom boom battle beat to buy buddy buddy 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 boom boom battle.
Buddy, boom, boom, battle beat to buy, buddy, buddy, boom, boom, battle beat. to all your dirty plans. I realize everything's connected, but our potential was neglected. Now we're falling. Now we're falling down. Boom, boom, bada beat to bye, buddy, buddy.
That is a band called From the Sticks. It's called Boom Boom and was an instant hit to me when I heard that being played elsewhere. I thought I'd nick the record and put it on my playlist, which is all good for them. So that's From the Sticks, four-piece indie dance band consisting of Rick, Tom, Nick and Adam. You can find more information on them on their Facebook. That's facebook.com/fromthesticks. It's 11 minutes past seven. In this half hour, we play you tracks that you've sent to us. If you are a local band or a musician, we'll play them on the air. And these guys sent me a track probably about, well, I think it was a good few months ago now. And we played one of their tracks about 6 weeks ago that was called Moonside. And this is the second track they've got currently recorded. And since then, I've gone on to sign them to my management company. So good things can come out of being sending tracks to me, if you call that a good thing. Lost Lungs are Tom, Lee, Dom, Will and Andy. They're from Stowmarket. They formed a year ago and have started gigging properly in the last 6 months. They've got a few gigs coming up soon. They're playing at the Hunter Club in Bury St Edmunds on the 3rd and the 18th of May at the John Peel Centre in Stowmarket on the 11th of May, and also appearing at Homegrown Festival this August. Their influences include the likes of You, Me at Six and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they've won an award for Best Live Performance at the West Suffolk Pop and Rock Awards, which was earlier on this year. This is a slightly different sounding track to the one that we played a couple of weeks ago called Moonside. This one's called All Those Times.
plastic, but I'm free when you're not. After all the times we had, after all the lies you said, there's nothing on my mind except to sit your bed. After all the times we had, after all the shit you said, I'm sick, but I'm free when you're not me.
As a radio presenter, it's never a good thing when you suddenly remember there's a swear word in a song and you haven't edited it. But I managed to remember where the swear words were, so it's okay. That's Lost Lungs and All Those Times. Tom, Lee, Dom, Will and Andy. Tom on vocals there, Lee on drums, Dom on lead guitar, Will on guitar and Andy on bass there from Stone Market. And you can go down and see them at the Hunter Club in Bury St Edmunds on the 3rd of May. I know we have an audience from Bury St Edmunds now. So not too far away if you are listening to us down there. I shall be there next week as well, so if you spot me, come and say hi. Now, 28 Boulevard released their new single Logistics on Saturday. They are Tim Lloyd-Kinnings, Lewis Lloyd-Kinnings, Michael Smith, Cameron Gipp and Lewis Moon. They also released an accompanying music video, which today went over 1,000 views, considering it's only been up since Saturday night. That's a pretty good achievement. They headlined the Junction 5 a night last Friday, and they're going on tour in June to support London-based band Room Service between the 25th and the 29th of June, taking in glamorous locations including Cardiff, Birmingham, Brighton, and London. They're also playing Curious Yellow and Homegrown festivals this summer, and the single can be downloaded from facebook.com/the28boulevard or iTunes. This is Logistics.
Then I see her with him. It's 3 strikes, now I'm out. So I walk away, try to find someone else. Try to get her back, try to drag her through hell. But it won't really work, cause it won't even affect her. I'm not listening, I'm breaking. Some kind words from a friend.
Logistics from 28 Boulevard, available to download on iTunes, and the video is available to view via their YouTube and Facebook page. The Facebook is facebook.com/the28boulevard. Go and have a look at it. It's rather funny. It's 22 minutes past 7. This is Cambridge 105's New Music Generator. Every Wednesday night between 7 and 9, we play the best in unsigned and local music. Tonight is no exception. In fact, I think the playlist on tonight's show is the strongest we've had in a little while. So far, we've played you Chasing Outlaws, From the Sticks, Lost Lungs and 28 Boulevard. Next up, we're going to play you Holden Girls, who are a band that I've sort of partly been ignoring for the last however long. Not deliberately, it's just sort of happened. Connor, who I've had on Facebook as a friend for ages, just not considered playing any of their stuff before. But I noticed that he was in on Homebrew on Saturday and thought, OK, I've got to really jump on the Holden Girls bandwagon. So here I am. I'm on it now. Holden Girls are Connor Brown, Owen Kennedy, Luke Cowan, Alex Brown and George Fletcher. They are from Ely, which is even more of a tragedy because I've spent most of my life growing up in Ely and I should really be supporting bands that are from there. But again, wasn't. You can download the track Marseille via the band's Bandcamp page, which is holdengirls.bandcamp.com. That's, as far as I can tell, the only track they've got available for you to download at the moment. They're next playing a gig at the Portland Arms in July, on the 23rd of July, so that's a fair way off yet. And you can find more information about them on their Facebook page. The track I'm going to play you is a new one from them. It was played, I believe, on Saturday's Homebrew, which you can listen to every other Saturday from 6 till 7 with Hugh and the guys. This is called A Western. That is one of those songs that's not long enough. You just want it to carry on. Holden Girls and A Western. That's a new record from them. They are an Ely-based 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 piece. And you can next see them, as far as I'm aware, play their next gig on the 23rd of July at the Portland Arms. And now I've played their track, we must play some more of them and perhaps get them in for a session at some point. Next up is Zach Thomas. Zach is from Isaac's Aircraft, and he's gone on a little solo project, which is good news because... Zach's music is really good, and this new EP is no exception. He's just released this new EP, which is titled Phoenix, and it's a three-track EP. It was released on Monday, and it's available to download via Zach's Bandcamp page, which is zachthomasmusic.bandcamp.com. Zach spelt Z-A-K. Set myself a challenge here. It features one of Zach's friends on bass and backing vocals. His name is Peter Wignansky. That may or may not be correct. Anyway, that's him and Zach on this particular record. There's three tracks on the EP. The one I'm going to play you is the title track, because Zach's warned me that the other two I can't play because they're not radio friendly. They contain swearing. This is called Phoenix.
You see, I taste, forget my innocence. The settled bug that kept my hands. You see, you love her. You see, you love her in my heart. You see, you love her. You see, you love her, oh my. The sinner's hands against my inner lines. The bitter taste that gets my best. I see you love him. I see you love him in my heart. I see you love him. I see you love him, oh, I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, in another day. We said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, in another day. We said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? It's too long, and I mean it. It's too long anymore. And I won't wait in the mold, in the mold, in the mold. It's too long, and I mean it. I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, in another day. We said our buys and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? I said our buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, in another day. We said our buys and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? It's too long, and I mean it. It's too anymore. And I won't wait in the mold, in the mold, in the mold. It's too long, and I mean it.
That's Zach Thomas from his EP of the same name. It's called Phoenix. You can download that from his Bandcamp page. Zach was on Underdog with Chris and Jordan on Monday night. You can listen back to that show again via the Underdog Facebook page. I'm a little bit jealous, although I'm not going to really admit it too much, because I've been on at Zach to come in and do a session for me for ages, and then he appears on Underdog. No, I'm not bothered. You can vote for Zach's record on the Underdog Facebook page and also on the Slate the Disco website. They do a poll to decide what the best track was of each program. And if you like that record, you can go and vote for it. You can go to slatethedisco.com and you can find that there. I don't know what happens if he wins. He might win a prize, or perhaps he just gets the track played again. Anyway, Zach's been doing a few gigs lately. He was at the Portland Arms last night, and he played a gig at the Black Cat Cafe down the road from Mar Studios here last week as well. I'm sure he's playing again somewhere soon, and hopefully we'll get him in the studio and he can play for me at some point. Be nice, Zach. Thanks. It's 7:30. Got two more tracks to play before we speak to the Balancines and our winner of the Monsters competition. Next up is a point in the right direction for the NMG sessions, which is tomorrow. It's at the Portland Arms. It's a five acoustic artist special tomorrow. One of those acoustic artists is Scenario, who we had on the show about a month ago, 5 weeks ago now. They are a young band from Cambridge, study at Hills Road. They are Tom, vocals, guitar and keys, Dylan on lead guitar, Daniel on bass, and Tom, another Tom, on drums. Is that right? Two Tom? There are two Toms, that's right. They're influenced by John Mayer, Maroon 5, Coldplay, Alt-J and Foster the People. I saw them perform at the Man on the Moon a few months ago now and was really impressed with them. So I've got them on the bill tomorrow night at the NMG Sessions. They'll be performing on stage first. They'll be on 8 o'clock tomorrow. You can come down and see it. Tickets are available, priced £4 on the door. You can also see Sarah Louise, Dropout Dan, Dan Wilde and Gary Hellman, all for the price of £4 tomorrow, which is a good price if you ask me. This is a track from them titled Fresh Start. We'll be right back. love the keyboard on this. Electric piano, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. That scenario, fresh start. Hopefully we'll hear that tomorrow night. They'll be at the NNG sessions tomorrow. Portland Arms, along with Sarah Louise, Dropout Dan, Dan Ward and Gary Hellman. It's a really strong acoustic lineup tomorrow night. Hope you can come down to see us. If not, it'll be live on Cambridge 105 tomorrow night from 7 o'clock. You can find more information on Scenario on their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/scenarioofficial. Finally, going to play a tune to doff my hat to Flaming June, who is having an EP launch tonight in Bury St Edmunds at the previously mentioned Hunter Club. Now, Louise released the new EP from Flaming June a couple of weeks ago. It was on the 15th of April. It's called... it's called Rumpelstiltskin, but there's a longer title to that, which I don't have written down here anywhere. I'm sure Mark, who's listening, will fill me in on what the long title is. Anyway, Flaming June is performing tonight at the Hunter Club with support from the Folk, who I met at the Fred's House gig last Thursday, and very nice young ladies. Hopefully get them on the show at some point in the future. And also the Facade, who have been in the unsigned chart before. We must get them on the show again to do a session at some point too. Anyway, they're supporting Flaming June tonight at the Hunter Clubs. This is all going on now, but I thought we'd play another track. I know she's in the unsigned chart, or she was up until last week anyway. So we might be playing two tracks from Flaming June tonight, but that's no bad thing. So the EP was released on the 15th of April. It features the lead single Rumpelstiltskin, which was featured in the unsigned chart. And 20% of the sales from the EP of Flaming June will go to Women's Aid. Some reviews. Sound is richer on this outing and the impact is truly outstanding. It's something that applies right across the board. The luscious harmonies, the folk rock instrumentation, you can almost feel the atmosphere sparking. That was one review. I've stumbled across some fantastic music thanks to Labelled Independent. It comes from Flaming June and is a mixture of folk and fairy tale. It can be lively and it can be pensive. That was some musical nourishment. So taken from the EP, Rumpelstiltskin and the Perils and Promises of Womanhood. Thank you, Mark. This is Psycho.
Psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. And your smoke and mirrors couldn't save you. I thought I knew you, saw right through you. Sycophantic, false romantic. Psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Humility, fake fidelity, master bite of the fawning parasite. Psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Manipulator, bitter, I thought I knew you, saw right through you, sycophantic, false romantic. You preyed on the mother in me, made a play for my sympathy. False humility, fake fidelity, masked the bite of the fawning parasite. Psycho, psycho, got a little rifle.
That's Flaming June. The track is called Psycho. It's from the new EP Rumpelstiltskin and the Perils and Promises of Womanhood, which is having an EP launch at this moment in time, as we speak, in Bury St Edmunds at the Hunter Club. So hope they have a good night, supported by the folk and the facade. That concludes tonight's free choice half hour, or free choice 40 minutes, as it turned out to be. Chasing Outlaws, From the Sticks, Lost Lungs, 28 Boulevard, Holden Girls, Zach Thomas, Scenario and Flaming June were featured tonight. If you'd like your track featured in the future, drop me an email, Tim at Cambridge105. FM, and I will pop you on the playlist. All right, in a second, in literally 8 seconds, we're going to talk to the winner of our Balancing's Monsters competition.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
And I should mention a plug for Mark and the Weekend Waffle Show, which is on Friday night, because he's talking to me. He says, Rob, Mark and me. So that's Rob, Mark and Mark will be on the Weekend Waffle Show this Friday from 11 o'clock. So tune in for that. OK, now, about nearly 2 months ago now, we launched a competition to find a new vocalist for a track that the Balancines had written and recorded called Monsters. The Balancines are Simon Nelson and Chris Page, and they came to me and said, well, basically, they said, we think we're too old for this track. Please find us somebody else who's younger, prettier, and more suitable for the track. So we have, and we're going to talk to them in a second, but first of all we're going to talk to Simon and Chris. Hello.
Good evening. Tim.
How are you both?
Well, thank you.
Good, good. This has all worked out quite nicely in the end, hasn't it?
It has. It's worked out very well. We're more than pleased with the entries we've had.
Yeah, let's just run through the history in case anybody tuning in that doesn't know anything about this. You guys have been featured on the show before. We've featured a track in the Unsigned Chart, which you had a good amount of success. You're in for a good few weeks. Then we had a chat and you came to me and said, well, we've got this track, and you gave it to me and said, can you help us out? We'd like somebody else to sing it, basically, because we think it deserves a younger, more contemporary voice.
Yeah.
So we got you in the studio and we launched this competition. We didn't really know what was going to happen with it at the start, did we? We thought this could either sink or swim. And thankfully, it swum quite nicely in the end. So what we did is we got you on, we chatted about it, we got some stuff in the local paper, which was quite helpful in spreading the word even further. And we got quite a lot of entries in the end, and a good standard of entry as well, weren't they?
We did. Yeah, I think we were very pleased and surprised by the number of entries. And there was some, some really good singers out there, largely female vocalists. Actually,
yeah.
There were a couple of guys who sang as well. But it was quite clear, to both of us, who the winner was going to be. So we were very impressed with the winner who you're about to announce.
Yes. Well, I was just saying to the winner before we said that they entered quite late and it sort of, we had somebody else in mind, and then all of a sudden it sort of changed the thinking at the last minute.
It did indeed, which is
quite exciting, really, isn't it? It's like we think we're going to go down one path, and all of a sudden somebody else pops in and go, oh, hang on a minute, let's change our minds. So what we're going to do is we're going to announce the winner, and we've got two runners up as well. So we'll do the runners up first. I don't have too much information about the runners-up, unfortunately, other than the fact that they're both girls. Lacey Thornton is one of the runners-up, and she was one of the first people to enter. She was quite early on. And then Bethany Hawes is the second. Now, Bethany, I've made a note here, she was only 14 years old, and I thought she was her entry was quite impressive, considering she was only 14 years old.
Yeah.
So those two are the runners up. Congratulations to them. Well, I've written to them already. They know that they're the runners up, and they've been offered the chance to come on the show in the future with any material that they might want to for us to broadcast. But the winner is sitting opposite me, and our winner, drum roll, is Heather Merrin, who's 19 years old. Hello, Heather.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Good, I'm very well. Have you ever been on the radio before?
Never before. This is a first.
Are you nervous?
A little.
No, you don't. So you don't seem like it. I think you're right. Relaxing slightly now.
Slightly.
So, tell us, first of all, how did you find out about the competition?
Well, my grandma gave me the cutout from the newspaper and said, this is right up your street.
Yeah.
You can write songs, you like singing songs, and I think this is your type of music. And mm-hmm. I listened to it, and she was very right, and I really enjoyed the music, and I put my own twist on it and then sent it back. And
what was your first thoughts on the track when you heard it?
It had a lot of feeling, and I thought, because it's got a lot of feeling, I can put a lot of feeling into it, and it produced a very nice sound, and I really liked it.
Yeah, and so we said that you were quite close to the deadline in terms of sending in your entry.
It's because I completely forgot I was supposed to be doing it. And then on the last day, I thought, oh, hang on. And I clicked on it, and it said the deadline was tomorrow. So I quickly got the camera out, and I got it all set up. And first time through, I just went and ran it through and then looked and seen back if there was any mistakes, and there wasn't. So I just put send, and off it went. And
brilliant.
It worked out well.
Yeah, it did. You've got a YouTube channel where you've got lots of other videos of you covering other people's tracks.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that for?
Only about a month.
Okay.
I only just signed up and put decent covers on. Originally, I had another channel, but I was only doing it through a video camera, and then I got quite a nice microphone, so I thought I'd redo them all, and I put them back on, and it got quite good reception. So.
Okay, all right. So how long have you been singing for? Because you're 19, so
I'm 19,
you must
yes.
have known that you can sing for a few
quite
years.
Well, since I was about four, I was put up in front of a church full of people to sing Away in a Manger.
Aww.
And since then, I think I've pretty much been singing for my whole life, doing the washing up, going up the stairs, karaoke, yeah. mm-hmm. whatever.
So what was it that made you want to make your covers of other people's tracks and your own music public?
I think it's because various songs had various effects on me, and the ones that I liked and the ones that hit home, I redid in my own sort of style.
Mm.
And because I could sing them how I'd like them to be sang, and because I felt the words, I
yeah.
enjoyed singing them.
Yeah, okay. Well, congratulations for winning.
Thank you very much.
Your prize is to work with Simon and Chris.
Is that
on
a prize?
Yeah. yes. Sorry about that. it's to work with them on this track. So you guys tell us and Heather what exactly you're going to be doing next, what the next step is.
I'll just rewind back to the runners-up as well.
Yes.
Excellent, you know, it sort of the choices we had. We had a thinking in our mind of what it would be like, and it was.
Mm.
But to actually do that and make the effort, and you know, people have learnt the words, or,
yeah.
you know, printed them off, and then learnt them and learnt the song, and then recorded it. Great, really pleased, and thank you to everyone that entered. Really good. Yeah.
I just think Heather's version. Just thought that she had a lot of empathy for the lyric and seemed to understand the sentiment very strongly, and that I think that you got that, and it came through. Not only are you a good singer, but I think that you really embraced the sentiment in the song, and that came over very clearly.
I think it came it was
clear to me.
It was a good fit, I think.
It was.
And,
yeah.
and anybody that had never heard about this competition and will hear the track when it's properly recorded will never know that this wasn't Heather's song originally, because I think it just goes together.
And and we were saying before that you added your own sort of personality and character to it, and I took it a step forward from my squeakings and squawking. So I'm very pleased to be working with you very much. So.
Okay, so what will you be doing next then?
So the thinking is, if Heather doesn't mind, I've been talking to Heather outside before the program, Tim. It's you know, Heather writes words and lyrics, and she plays guitar and writes songs. So the thinking is Monsters would be one song.
Yeah.
And maybe we could focus on two or three others as well. You know, you could maybe an up-tempo and then a slower one and one of Heather's. So, you know, maybe look at doing four songs and see how they come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Exciting?
Very exciting.
I'm
thrilled to be finally getting out there and putting forward my voice.
What did you have a plan as to what you wanted to do music wise? Was it always just like a side thing for you?
It was always just a side thing. It's a side thing that I've loved. I mean, I went to a great school that offered a great performing arts and music department, and I got very into it there. And then it was always a side thing. I always thought academic and then music, but now it's very much intermingled together. Mm. Like, mm. I'll get back from a seminar and then I'll start recording another song, and it works very nicely for me. I don't think there's a day that goes past that I don't sing or have the guitar up, and it works quite nicely for me.
Okay. These guys said that you write your own material as well.
Yes. Well, I try to.
Is that quite a new thing?
No, I've been doing that for a while, but there's various things. It starts off as like poetry, and then I think, oh, that sounds quite nice, and then they turn into lyrics, and then I pick up the guitar, and then most of them I never do finish because I never feel like they are finished, but then some of them I can just say, oh yeah, it was supposed to end there, and right. just finish it.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a really exciting opportunity. I'm really glad that this competition's gone well and it has worked out as we hoped it would do. The idea was always to find somebody just like you that was a good singer and also was really good at writing their own material and wanted, you know, just some help and somebody else to help them along. And these guys have got a lot of experience in songwriting and producing, so you're in safe hands.
I'm glad.
And I look forward to hearing the outcome as to whatever it is that comes out of this thing. So what we're looking at a sort of a time scale here.
Yeah, Heather's at university. Yes. But with the internet, you know, ideas can be sent over the speed of light, you know, to each other. Heather's boyfriend is sort of into the music and has some software which we can use as well.
Okay.
So you know, the only time we really need Heather there is to record the vocals.
Which is quite handy because I've got 4 months coming up off university, so that's a decent amount of time that we can get together often, hopefully.
Yeah. So we might hear something sort of at the end of the summer, maybe.
As soon as possible, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. Well, I've got a thing to ask you, Heather, and these guys don't even know that yet at the moment. This is just an idea off the top of my head. We do a broadcast every year from something called the Strawberry Fair, which is a big fair event in Cambridge.
I love it. I go there every year.
There, okay. Well, we have a tent there and we have lots of local musicians come and play for us. And what I would love for you to do is to come and perform for us
I'd love to.
In front of a crowd and on the radio. You can perform Monsters and some of your own stuff or whatever else you might work with these guys.
That would be
amazing. We get these guys to come and maybe play the...
Can we be in your band?
Play these guys can be the band.
Yeah,
these guys can be the band and you can be the vocalist.
That would be amazing. I would absolutely love to.
Yeah, you up for that?
Yeah.
When is it?
It's the 1st of June. So I just check that you're actually around then. Yeah, think so?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, booked. First artist booked. Lovely. Okay, well, I look forward to that. That would be good. All right, well, thank you very much. I'm going to finish this by playing the recording that you sent us, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
I think it's good for everybody else to hear it. Considering it was a YouTube upload, it's a pretty good recording. So we're going to play this out. And, anything else you want to mention, guys?
Just thank you to Heather for joining the competition and congratulations for winning, and I hope it's a big success.
And thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
The adverts and sponsoring it. Well,
it's good. Well, we'll see if we can get something else in the paper to sort of follow it up as a success. Take a photo of you in a minute, if that's all right.
That's fine.
We'll see if we can get a follow-up story. We'll do something on our website anyway, certainly. Okay, so this is Heather's version of Monsters.
I'm Heather and this is my competition entry for Monsters. Here we go. You compare the histories and visions of the world you see, combining to scare you even more. Maybe I'm a hopeless case, nostalgic and out of place. How could I leave you to face this on your own? You're always changing, reshaping something. You've got to stop creating monsters, 'cause they're not the changing kind, the caring kind. You've got to stop creating monsters, 'cause they hurt you more each time. All the roads that stand between the journey
stretch out just like a spider in your head. But I can see a different story where you grow and where you take the hand that reaches for you now. You're only changing, only changing something. You've got to stop creating monsters, 'cause they're not the changing kind, the caring kind. You've got to stop creating monsters, 'cause they hurt you more each time. You've got to stop creating monsters. You've got to stop creating monsters. Stay. Monsters, 'cause they're not the changing kind, the caring kind. You've gotta stop creating monsters, 'cause they hurt you more each time. You've gotta stop creating monsters. You've gotta stop creating monsters. You've gotta stop creating monsters. You've gotta stop creating monsters.
There we go. That's Heather's version of Monsters. You just say it's weird listening to yourself back.
It's very weird.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. What we might do is, I think we'll. I know that Julian, our web tech executive. Extraordinaire is listening. He'll be able to link that to our website so that people can actually go and look at that video.
We'll
link it to our Facebook page as well. So I'll send Julian the link and we can make that public so people can go and check it out. And then that's also linked to your other videos so people can go and listen to the other stuff that you've covered. I'm just looking on here as well. What else have you covered on here recently? You've done a cover of Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble, A Thousand Years. Is that Christina Perry? Yeah. Believe, who's that by?
Cher.
Oh, that is the Cher version. Okay, I wasn't going to suggest
good
that.
Version,
I thought that was.
Actually,
yeah, okay.
Titanium we liked.
Yeah. Oh, the David Guetta one?
Yeah.
Okay. I must. I'd listened to Christina Perry and the Taylor Swift one, but I didn't go any further back than that.
Yeah, it's very
okay.
It's got the most hits, I think.
Okay. Oh, I do like that song, so I'll definitely listen back to that. Brilliant. Okay. Well, best of luck with it. And we'll have regular updates and see what's going on with you guys. And 1st of June, Strawberry Fair, we'll have a live performance. Looking forward to that. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Heather. And so Chris and Simon as well.
Thank you. Wednesday, 8 o'clock. The top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
Just realised I called Julian executive. He's not really the executive. That's going to go to his head. I meant extraordinaire. Anyway, it's 8 o'clock. It's time for Cambridge 105's Unsigned Chart. Interestingly, Heather was saying to me before that she had heard of Cambridge 105 and the Unsigned Chart because she knows of Alice Rayner, who is in the Unsigned Chart, through a friend. So that's all interesting. It's a small world, isn't it? Alice is from Bury and so is Heather. Right, you've been voting for the last 7 days on your favourite record in Cambridge 105's Unsigned Chart. 256 votes were cast this week, and it was a much more level affair than it was last week. Last time, Little Trizzle wiped the floor with everybody, getting over 80% of the total vote. This time round, it's been much closer. But unfortunately, we do lose a record that was in last week's chart. Last week we lost the new entry, so this is the first time we've lost something that's been in the chart for a couple of weeks now. And I'm afraid it's 5 weeks and that's it. Didn't quite make the sixth for Alice Rayner. Fallen For You is gone from the chart. It got 5.9% of the vote, which last week would have been enough to get to number two, I think. But not so this week. She drops from number three out of the chart. Alice, as I mentioned a second ago, is from Bury St Edmunds. She has an EP called Language and Literature, and you can download it from her Bandcamp page, which is alicerayner.bandcamp.com. And rather embarrassingly, she's in for... This always happens. Every time we have somebody in from the unsigned chart for a live session, they then fall out of the chart before they get a chance to come through the door. Alice Rayner is in on the 8th of May in 2 weeks' time. She'll be doing a session for us live, so you'll be able to hear Fallen For You and its horns live in a couple of weeks' time. So sadly, that one's gone, which means Music and Spies and In My Hands does make it into the chart, which is a break from what we said on Monday, because in the update chart on Monday's drive time, Music and Spies were out, but they are in. This week's... I've just noticed we've got a tiebreak situation. Oh no, what am I going to do now? Oh, hang on, I'll have to cross that bridge when I come to it. This week's number five is Radar in Airstrip 1. It's got 8.2% of the vote. Mark Shepherd from Radar is doing an acoustic set at the Bathhouse tomorrow night. If you want to go along and see that, he might be doing Airstrip 1, I'm not sure. But to go down and have a look at him, he's on from about 8.30-ish, and it's free entry at the Bathhouse tomorrow night. So Radar makes it a 12th week inside Cambridge 105's unsigned chart. This is Airstrip 1.
I just realized someone's watching me. Every time I go out, I'm on closed-circuit TV. When I'm driving in my car, they know where I've been and when. They can probably figure out when I'll go there again. They can track you down within a meter or two. There's nothing you can do. They know what you buy, and they can tell what you eat. If they go through your garbage, their information's complete. Is that a hidden camera in the corner of my room? They tape my conversations and they tap my phone. It's not just paranoia. We'll be right back.
Just sneaking in the chart again this week then. Radar and Airstrip 1 is at this week's number 5. It got a total of 8.2% of the votes. Next up.
Performed by Cambridge musicians. Voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart.
It's the first time we've had a tiebreak situation in the Unsigned Chart this year. And for ages, actually. What we would normally do is reopen the voting for you to choose your favourite record out of the two that are tied in a tiebreak situation. However, because this tiebreak has literally just happened in the last refresh, it's occurred, I haven't got time to do that, so I'm going to have a casting vote, which I think is the second fairest option. It's over number 4, so it's not really that important, to be fair. It's not like it's not going to be in the chart or going to be number 1 or something. It's just which one's going to be number 3 and which one's going to be number 4. The two records that got exactly the same amount of votes this week on 13.3% of the vote, Flaming June's Rumpelstiltskin, last week's number 5, and our new entry, Music and Spies and In My Hands. So those both got exactly the same amount of votes. One of them's going to be at number 4 and the other one is going to be at number 3. I'm hoping that the artists themselves don't really mind which position they're at, otherwise I could be quite unpopular for deciding this one, but hey-ho. This is what I'm going to go with for being at number 4.
Number 4.
Flaming June, up one place. This week's number 4, fifth week.
Take what's precious to me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take what's precious to me. You won't take my world from me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take my world from me.
Break into Rumpelstiltskin.
Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin is at this week's number four. It was a tie-break situation between that and the new entry from Music and Spies, which is going to be placed at this week's number three due to a casting vote from me, because literally we had a tie-break situation at the last minute. Didn't have time to do anything about that one. So Flaming June, number four, Music and Spies, new entry, In My Hands at number three. Congratulations to Music and Spies. Because they're going on tour with Lucy Spraggan. Lucy, you may go, who? Lucy Spraggan was on the X... Was it the X Factor? It was the X Factor. Last year's X Factor. It was. Yeah, I think it was. Anyway, sorry, I'm thinking to myself. And they're going on tour with her to locations including Bristol, Leicester, London, Sheffield, Doncaster, Liverpool, Brighton and Norwich. Glamorous locations. They also got to the final of the Strawberry Fair Band competition. Which means that they probably get a slot playing at the Strawberry Fair and various other places over the course of the summer. This new single is from the new EP, which is out soon. It's from, called the same thing. The single's called In My Hands. The EP is also called In My Hands. It is at this week's...
Number 3.
Is it going like that old fortress? Taking it steady, never been ready and always had the best of luck. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with my personality. But I've got a borderline OCD that won't let me sleep till 3:30. But I'm free.
Free?
Yeah, I feel free. Keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me. And you've got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready. I'm so ready. I am ready. So hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can, yeah. Bip, 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 did it, did what, but I boo. Oh, don't listen to what I said, I was talking out my ass. I should have given you the time that you needed and all the things I had. To give, forgive, forget it all. Leave it all behind for somebody else to find. There's always gonna be the waters and the endos. Do it by the end of the line. But now I'm back again with my arms wide open. Yeah, they're wide open, baby. With a sense and gratitude. Oh, I'm only hoping. Cause I am ready to hold your heart in my. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Is it today already? Oh, I better be going. No, I'm not going anywhere. And the way I'll make sure of that is lock the door. You're not going. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
That is Music and Spies, In My Hands. It's this week at number 3. Got the same amount of votes as Rumpelstiltskin from Flaming June, 13.3% of this week's votes. You can always vote for the unsigned chart after 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Voting closes the following Wednesday at 8 p.m. We are on week number 57 now. We are week 57. Right, it's time to reveal the identity of this week's unsigned chart number 1. It's a straight battle between the two from last week in the top 2. B Music and Little Trizzle.
The unsigned chart on Cambridge 105.
Just an interesting post from Little Trizzle, actually. It wasn't posted by Little Trizzle. It was posted by Ben McCarthy on Facebook, who says that he's working on a collaboration with Little Trizzle and Gary Hellman. I'd like to hear that, those three together. That would be an interesting combination. If that happens, I have to get them in the studio. Anyway, I digress. Little Trizzle was number 1 last week with over 80% of the vote. I can tell you it's got a lot less than that this week because things are a lot more levelled out, which is good. B Music has been around the top two ever since she first got into the unsigned chart. If she gets, well, she will be in again this week, so she's definitely made it to 16 weeks inside the chart now. Who's number one then? One of them's got 33.2% of the vote. The other one, 26.7% of the vote. That translates to 22 votes between each. No, not even that much. 18 votes between each artist. The record that is at this week's number two is...
Number two.
This. B Music. Congratulations to Belinda. Looks like she's going to be in for the long haul. She's got four more weeks left until she reaches the 20-week limit. 16 weeks now for B Music and The Forest at this week's number two. I'm going to have to go back and work out how many weeks it's been at number two, how many weeks it's been at number one for, because I don't think it's been outside the top three since its first week, actually, since it first entered. And if that's the case, then it's going to equal the Celtrics record, because they managed to do the same thing and not have a week outside the top three as well. So that's good going. So this week's number one, once again, for a second week, is Little Trizzle, which means I have to have the balls to say mama on the radio, which just sounds wrong. Congratulations to Little Trizzle, who's got 35.3% of the vote this week. This is his number one record. It's called Mama One Day.
Next generation.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So tell me when I say it, I'ma
make Mama, one day, one day I'ma make it up to you.
Trust me.
You've done a lot and now it's time for me to give to you.
Yes.
You're always there for me even when you're not meant to,
meant to be.
So now I'm working for the life that I want you to see. It's a tough world, I'm lucky that I got you. Hold tight, you're the strongest woman that I know too. Until I make it, my, I promise I will never stop.
Never.
I'm trying to be the best I'll be and I will never stop. For the people saying that I'll never make it big, while I'm in the studio working, you're motivating me. Real talk, I'm gonna do this till my last breath. So what do you know about how I'm moving, G?
Nothing.
Every day, man, I'm listening to these rappers life. Gassing but out of shot for the money and they're still alive. So young and I'm holding it down. So don't judge me until you witness my lifestyle. Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it round.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it round.
Yes. See the way that I've been moving now. It's all clear, I was born to get my name on the clouds. Every day, man, I'm dreaming, but you won't catch me sleeping. Welcome to Elm Street, wide awake but still dreaming. They're always telling me my life is never gonna change, but look at me, I can tell you I'm at a better stage. I've done a lot to get here, slowly building a buzz, and I pray to God they won't die down, no matter what.
Please.
Now the only thing I'm chasing here is money. Forget the ladies and fame, I just want it for mommy. It's kinda hard watching her doing it on her own. Every day she working hard just to give us a
real talk.
Now I ain't going like these other rappers. Man, I stick to what I do, I never been a trapper. Everywhere I go now all I'm hearing is rap. All I'm seeing is younger saying how they got strapped. Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't tell me when I say that I'ma make it round.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it round.
See, now I wanna get my own wave, bigger than a jet ski, I'm tryna get my own plane. I remember the last time that I saw my father. He told me if I work hard in a bit I'll be larger. So now I'm steady putting work and I'm hardly around. Every other day I'm working when the rest are in town. One day I know that everything will pay off. I mean, take a look at me now, I'm starting to get known. Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
Tell me when I say that I'ma make you proud. Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down.
All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't tell me when I say that I'ma make you proud.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't tell me when I say that I'ma make it proud.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't tell me when I say that I'ma make it proud.
Congratulations to Little Trizzle. Mama One Day is number one for a second week, and could be a third next week. Voting opens again for this week's Unsigned Chart after 9 o'clock tonight. If you want to go and vote, you can go do so via the Cambridge 105 website. So we're down to five, so we need to throw a sixth record in to make it a competition. And this one is a track that was sent to me last November, and it's been in my inbox for ages, and I've sort of been overlooking it. And then I went back to it the other day and thought, actually, I don't know why I'm overlooking this, because it's got a very, very interesting backstory to it. It's by a band called The Lonely. The track is called Lost Angels. Bear with me here, because this is a very complicated biography that it took me quite a while to understand. The Lonely formed in 1979 and released the Somewhere in England sessions, which was recorded at the famous Cambridge Sound Cellars in 1979 and 1980. They'll be famous if you were in Cambridge at that time, I'd imagine. The original lineup was Rob, Ted, Ian and Martin. Then Ian and Rob left to form a band called the Rank Amateurs. The band were then joined in the early 80s by Bob Jakins, who was then part of the original Katrina and the Waves lineup. Interesting. Ian Doherty joined in 1989 from a band called Spirit Walk, who had Ezio from Cambridge 105 on guitar at the time. Then a person called Kimberly Rue joined the band full time and still plays with them every now and again. Kimberly Rue was on Greg's Afternoon Record Club a few weeks ago. He's appeared on the band's albums Underground, Cynthia, Rarer Gifts and Live 2000. Tom Dalpra also joined the band from his band Nutmeg, and they still perform the old gig with Tom on vocals. So we know Tom Dalpra, we know Ezio, we know Kimberly Rue, we know Katrina and the Waves. This is all very interesting. Current members are Graham on vocals and guitar, Bob Jenkins on bass and vocals, Ted Cohorst on guitar and vocals, and Martin Scott on percussion. And if you want to go and see them, they're playing The Grapes on April the 27th, that's this weekend, and The Emperor on the 3rd of May. This is called Lost Angels.
I want stars are out tonight.
I can see yours.
It's shining so bright.
Just for you and me.
I want to hold you tight.
My precious little one.
Feel each and every beat of your tender little heart. Calling all the lost angels, calling all the lost angels, calling all the lost angels.
That is a record called Lost Angels. I like that. It's quite heartfelt. It's quite a long record actually for the Unsigned Chart, but so I listened back to it again and thought, yeah, we'll put that in now. Now's the time for that record. So that's by a band called The Lonely. It's called Lost Angels, and if you want to vote for it, you can do when voting opens again after 9 o'clock tonight. This is the order of this week's top five. Number five, Radar, Airstrip One, 7.9%. There was a tiebreak situation between this and number three. I had the casting vote. Sorry, I decided that Flaming June should be at number four with Rumpelstiltskin. I don't know why. I just did. Don't ask me to explain it.
I won't play your games. I know where you've been. I won't play your games, Rumpelstiltskin.
This week's new entry got to number three, Music and Spies with In My Hands.
Trying to understand, I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Number two, B Music with The Forest, 25.2%.
With no energy to run, time it had no meaning, I just moved.
And number one, Little Trizzle, Mama One Day, 35.3% of the votes. Nice young man, he's just tweeted us saying thanks to everybody who voted.
I'm calling down.
And this week's new entry is The Lonely with Lost Angels.
Just make it shine across the moonlit nights. Such as those angels' lights. Make my wish come true. Return the sky to blue.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
We've had some good music tonight. It's 25 minutes to nine. Time to talk gigs, reviewing and previewing with EJ, who is here. Hello.
Hello.
We have got a good start so far. No swearing.
No swearing. I'm completely composed tonight.
I think I edited that out of the podcast from last week's show.
I'm glad of you for that.
Yes. Okay. So a big gig happened last Friday. For young Cambridge bands, anyway, mostly young Cambridge bands,
yeah.
at the Junction, Cambridge Junction. It was a fiver night, the last one for a little while.
Yeah, they kind of need a break.
Yeah, there's been a lot, haven't there?
There has. It's been quite strenuous to go to them all, but it was really good. I quite enjoyed the night. So performing, we had Lucid, The Varsity, Improvised Beach Party, 28 Boulevard, Trouser Crisis and Chasing Outlaws.
Mm.
I thought the crowd was better than I was expecting for that night. It was kind of average, let's say 100, slightly more at max, but it was all right.
Yeah, I think there was it was quite quiet to begin with, and then it did sort of get more and more as the night went on, I think. It's probably a fair reflection.
Yeah.
Improvised Beach Party brought their usual crowd, 20 Boulevard, so I think they sold all their tickets in the end. So, yeah, there's quite a lot at the end, which is nice. Yeah. Sometimes you worry that people will turn up at the beginning and then will disappear by the end, but it was the opposite way around.
It was quite
this time.
Dead at the beginning. That I walked in, I was like, I can move.
It's very early to start a gig. That's the problem. People can't get there at 7 o'clock. It's an early time.
We struggled. We were almost late. Not happy about that one, but it was quite cool to see. I like seeing people But obviously first on stage was Lucid, and they're quite mellow to start a night off with. I thought that was nice. It kind of eases the audience into the night. It doesn't take their energy too quickly.
Did you think it worked?
Yeah, actually, I quite liked seeing Lucid on first.
Yes?
I don't think a high-energy band should go on first, but I kind of think, oh, really?
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
Silence. Who's that?
I don't even know. I threw my phone when it made a noise.
We'll name and shame them in a minute.
Okay, well, name and shame have messaged me. But,
No, I was a bit worried about them being on first, about them playing the fiver full stop, because they're different to most of the bands that play in their style, and they're a bit more mellow, and you sort of wonder how that's going to go. But I think it worked.
Yeah, I would have liked to probably, put Trouser Crisis on first, because they were sort of more conventional, and then put Lucid sort of in the middle. That would have been a lot nicer to see. Mm. It just seemed like it would have worked a little bit better that way. Because I like Lucid, but I don't like cinema as a warm-up sort of act.
Okay.
It's weird as it sounds. Kind of so mellow, I like kind of just that refreshing moment where you get some time to chill and enjoy the music before you get back up to peaks again.
Okay.
But I thought they were really good, actually. Because I don't know, I've only seen them as a trio. I've never seen them with four members. So that was my first time of actually catching that. And I thought it worked quite well. How long has the new person been in the band?
They've been a four-piece for about 3 months.
Ooh. Yeah. It's been a while.
it has been a while. They've done a few gigs as a four-piece. Yeah. They played the Junction Unplugged fiver.
I've never been to one of them.
About a month ago. And they went down really well there. They got themselves a lot of new fans out of that gig. That suits them. I think they're better acoustically and electrically at the moment.
Yeah. I thought they were quite good. I mean, musically, they had great timing. There were good vocals, and they're quite comfortable in their music, which is always good to see. Because I think the last time I saw them, they were quite... I don't know, it was the Halloween thing back long...
Okay,
that
was in the really early days of the three-piece, yeah.
Yeah, the early days. I only have one issue with Lucid, and it's just their lead singer doesn't seem to know what to do with himself on stage. It's amazing to watch. He'll occasionally move a little bit, and you're like, oh, is he going to move? And then he kind of goes back into his shell, and you're like, oh, no, he's not. Okay. Yeah. That's the only issue I have with them. Okay. Other than that, I really enjoyed them as a band.
Yeah.
Which is also, I assume, what Charlotte thinks, because it was the first time she saw them and she was impressed.
Charlotte's nodding,
so she was impressed. She's a little nodding dog. Then obviously you had the Varsity up next, and I thought they were given quite a bad slot for recording a video. It was very early for them.
I think they thought they were given a bad slot for recording a video too.
It was pretty bad. It was like, you kind of need to be a bit later to get people out, but they still did well with it. I mean, there was still enough of a crowd. It's not the worst crowd I've seen for that.
Can't always play last.
No, you can't always. Have they ever played last?
Well, they've played quite late in lineups.
They've never played last, though.
No, not last, but the Fiver Night, the final, they played more or less last, didn't they?
I think they switched slots with someone, though.
Okay.
Because I know Lady Grey switched slots with someone at that
point. But, I mean, still, 7 o'clock is late. Is early to start a gig. 7.30 8 o'clock is the earliest, I think. I think any band on before that is going to struggle.
Yeah, I think they did all right getting people out.
There
was more people, and the people were moshing a lot.
Mm.
That was quite scary. But obviously they need to be able to do well with the unfavourable sort of slots. You need to work your way up from the bad slots. And obviously middle's the ideal slot. Headlining can be a bit iffy if you're not the strong headliner.
Yeah.
It's very hard to keep people interested in a gig to headline. So you kind of want the middle slots. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't the great slot for the video shoot. I thought they did quite well with it, though.
Well, I don't really know what they were recording the music. Is it a music video for a new single, or
I don't know?
I'm sure somebody will tell us in a minute.
Yeah, someone will message us and be angry with it. But yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, they had lots of cameramen on stage, which was like fun to watch. Actually, watching the cameraman, I was being a bit geeky and looking at all different sorts of cameras and things they were using.
Oh, you were being a tech geek.
That was interesting. They had a good crew. It was a good six or seven of them there. But what do you think of them? Their music, musically.
I thought they did quite all right, actually. I was very impressed with Connor's vocals at points. Like, some of the notes he hit, because I've heard him somewhat struggle at points to hit the notes. He did very good hitting of them for once. It was really nice to hear. I thought they were quite strong on stage.
Okay.
To be fair, but I don't know. I like the music, so I'm just a massive fan of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for me to be too critical. But I still don't get that whole 22 thing. Can someone explain that to me, please? They're listening. Please just explain this, because I don't get it.
I think either it's an in-joke or there is no explanation.
There's just no
explanation. I don't think they know what it is.
Because everyone was chanting it, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's like some sort of secret code. I was wondering if it's like some alluding to some sort of release date of something, but 22, that is no date in a calendar.
No, that doesn't
exist. That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it's a date in the Varsity's calendar.
They did a lot of new material, though, on them, or some new material, and some of the tracks they said they were playing for the last time as well.
Oh, yeah. I like the track that they did for the last time, but I'm glad it was sort of a cover track that they were ditching. don't like covers.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was the House. Oh God, what was it? It was Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was the one they were dropping.
Oh really?
No.
Oh.
I can't remember the one they think they were going to say they were going to drop, but there's some of their earlier material that they said they were going to drop, which personally I think is a shame because I think
were they
all their
drop?
I think all of their earlier stuff was really good, and to be honest, I'm not so convinced on the new stuff yet, but maybe my mind will be changed.
Maybe I'm trying to think what the new stuff they played actually was. I know
Bradley's listening. He's going to tell me in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, here he goes. It was just a live music video to accompany Renegades when it's released in the summer. Okay, that was one of their new tracks.
Oh, there we go. That was one. And then there was Snakes.
Snakes. I like to think Snakes was born here because they went next door and recorded it when they were in a few months ago.
Oh, is that what they did?
They did a YouTube video of it, yeah. I think they'd just sort of written it that day or a few days beforehand and went next door and recorded it. I'd like to think that we had a had a hand in that record.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what their new stuff was. I was just enjoying the night. I was too merged into it.
I think their music, their direction of their music is changing slightly.
Yeah, but they've always been known
to make
for
my
that.
Mind up on that.
They kind of have always been known to have quite a lot of genres in their music. Mm. Like, each song is never the same. It has some element that reminds you that it's the Varsity, but... Yeah. It always changes on like genres, and they're always adapting.
Yeah,
and it can either work or it can go horribly wrong. But I feel it works for them at the moment.
So to their credit, they've come a long way since last year. Their first gig was at the Strawberry Fair.
Was it actually? They've only been together like a year.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Their first gig was at Strawberry Fair, and they I remember they were really nervous.
Aww.
Yeah.
They were really impressive. Though,
they have come.
So
they've come a lot, and they've done really well this year.
Yeah.
I just hope they keep doing. That and don't sort of let it go to their heads and keep on the straight and narrow, boys. Behave yourselves.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
I'm trying to think. I believe it was Trouser Crisis up after them. I'm trying to think of the order. I was saddened to say that I was unimpressed because I've been dying to see these people. Now I feel harsh for saying it, but I really wanted to see them, and I thought like they're going to be quite young for their name. It's quite an immature sort of band name. It seems quite fun. And then I like walked in to see them, and it was just three sort of older looking men on stage playing guitar and singing and not really doing anything interesting. It's nothing I haven't seen before.
Okay.
Or done better.
Well, I saw their sound check, but I didn't see them perform. So I can't really comment too much. I was surprised
typical.
At their age in comparison to some of the other bands, I have to say.
Yeah, they were just sort of that typical band. It was quite generic, to be honest. It was nothing that made me go, wow, I really want to see them again. Like, I feel really harsh. I've not been that brutal, but I didn't find anything worth going and repeat watching them.
Okay.
It just sounded like stuff you can get anywhere, literally the typical sort of sound.
Hmm.
But they were okay. They seemed a bit lively when they were interacting with fans, but I don't even think they were actually fans because they were trying to explain what they were. And in their minds, I don't think they regard themselves as a band, apparently.
No?
No.
There's only three of them.
That's a trio.
Yeah.
It still could be a band.
It can be.
It could be.
Yeah.
But yes, now I'm thinking that Chasing Outlaws went on after that, and I didn't catch their set. I got stuck outside.
Okay. I did. I didn't actually. No, I didn't see all of it. I came in. I think I saw most of it. I may have missed the first track. I haven't seen Chasing Outlaws play for ages. And they came the first time I met them. They came in and did an interview on this show. Not this show. It was Drive Time. It was over a year ago when they were involved in the Fiverr competition. The year before last, I think. I've not been doing much lately. Because Alex is at university.
Mm.
I think maybe another one of their members is at uni as well. So considering they hadn't played for a while, the last gig was when they supported Mallory Knox, which was January.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with them. And they got my attention. I came back into the room, they got my attention instantly. I played a track from them earlier on, beginning of the show, Roller Coaster, which has got brilliant guitar riffs in it. Love that. So well done to you, Nick, because I think he said that he wrote that song. But yeah, big fans of Chasing Outlaws. Gone up in my estimations since I saw them. So they did a good job.
That's good to hear. At least you enjoyed bands. Then it was Improvised Beach Party, which I'm assuming you missed.
I didn't see them from the front of stage. I heard them from the back of the stage. But I have seen them before, not too long ago. They played, like the Varsity, they played the Junction three times this year, I think.
Yeah, they have. I was watching them, and again, it's like once you've seen them a couple of times, it doesn't really change. And there was no Improvised Beach Party this time, no little balls.
No,
going
I noticed there was no inflatable balls or beach wear or anything this time.
Yeah, it was a little depressing to see.
Mm.
They're still so motionless on stage. I'm like, please interact with your fans.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I have to say it, but your fans are absolute diehard fans. They are some of the most mental fans I've seen.
They are.
They don't interact with them at all. They kind of just blank them. I'm like,
I find them interesting, actually. I did a bit of research on them afterwards because they are from Cambridge.
Are they?
I didn't think they were. They are from Cambridge, but they don't seem to do anything in Cambridge performing-wise. The only time they ever play, as far as I know, is The Junction. So I'm toying with the idea of perhaps getting them in the studio. I've not really met them that much or chatted them too much. But
they're quite young, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they were when I was...
But they, you know, they've done well for themselves to get a decent fan base, and to play The Junction three times in the space of six months or so is an achievement.
That's true. Their fan base is ridiculously happy. I did seek shelter backstage halfway through. I was like, I can't deal with your fans anymore. They're just so hyper. I feel too old now. They're just very mental constantly.
Yeah, I have to say, I did feel quite old backstage.
Yeah, but their fans are mental.
I was one of the oldest ones backstage. That'd be why, but yeah, I did feel,
I feel young backstage, but I felt old out the front with all the little girls bouncing around who were like, this is awesome. I'm in shorts in cold weather.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Yeah, good old improvised beach party. I assume they warmed the crowd up decently for 28 Boulevard, though.
Yeah. Well, 28 Boulevard followed them last time they played The Junction.
Yeah, that's when it went down really well.
They were special guests at wasn't the final, was it? It was the penultimate. It was like the last heat, I think it was. And they got a lot of new fans from Improvised Beach Party's crowd. Mm. They went down really well. And I think a few of them stuck around again this time, which was nice.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I didn't get to see much of 28 Boulevard, which saddens me greatly.
No, they were very good.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Aren't they always, though, to be honest? I've never seen them do bad.
Yeah, no, they were very good. It's the first time they played as a five-piece on the stage, and they were very versatile. Lewis Lloyd-Kinnings did guitar, keyboard, and maracas. Sometimes in the same song.
Okay.
Which is quite impressive. They did a new thing where Michael came out from behind the drums and did some percussion at the front of the stage to Treat Me Like a Fool, which is a bit more of a laid-back acoustic style of that track, which worked really well.
Oh, I'm sad I missed that.
And then the last track, Tim, who normally plays guitar and sings, didn't play the guitar in the last track. Just sort of jumped around the stage and sung, which I thought worked quite nicely too.
You mean I missed them being hyper? Yeah. I love seeing them hyper. I'm so saddened.
About as hyper as you're going to get with them. To be honest. So yeah, no, they did really well. They did their new single live as well, which was nice to hear. So
awesome sauce. Well, I chose to play a track from Lucid to promote this gig because they went on first, and it was a bit like,
okay.
Yeah.
So this is one of the very first Lucid records
recorded, that sticks in the head.
Recorded and written when they were just a duo.
Aww.
This is Colourful.
Step takes me further from you. Colorful, every shade. Night will fall. We'll be right back.
That's Lucid from their debut EP, self-titled EP called Colourful. And if you fancy a trip out, their next few gigs are in London. They're playing Portobello Market in a few weeks' time, middle of May. And then we've got a load of other London dates to announce soon as well. So a little sneak preview there for
your
you.
Fancy well
coming to London? I know, I'm doing all right, aren't
you
I?
Are. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Not quite sure how, but I'm managing.
Because they're good bands.
Yeah, right, what next?
Okay, let's talk about the NMG sessions, which are happening tomorrow.
Oh, there's something else I'm involved with. It's all very biased towards me this evening, isn't it, this show? It's not
bit.
Deliberate.
No.
It just happened.
It just kind of was the most interesting thing I could find to
yes,
talk about.
Yes, this is the only interesting thing going on, quite frankly, in Cambridge tomorrow night. Well, actually, both of my nights are going on, so go to both.
No.
No? Okay, we'll talk about one. Okay, fine.
That's awkward to accomplish.
Right.
No, this is one I'm actually trying to get to.
Oh, please come.
I will try to get to this one. I'm trying. I'll sort it out. But it's obviously being held tomorrow, which is the 25th of this month, because I've forgotten what month we're in.
April.
There we go. It's being held at the Portland. Prices are £4 on the door. Look, he has a massive flyer.
There's a poster there. Look.
I'm so glad I've written this all out.
Yep.
Anyway, £4 on the door and £3 in advance.
Yeah, that's right. So if you know any of the bands and want to get your name on the advance ticket list, then before midday tomorrow, you're getting for £3.
Yay.
If you don't get your name on the list, then Chrissy won't let you in.
Oh, Chrissy's working the door.
Yeah. Don't want to cross Chrissy.
No, you don't. That's all I can say. But it starts at 8 p.m, which is a nice time to start. It's an acoustic special again.
Yeah.
Most of them are acoustic, aren't they?
No. It's the first one we've done.
So the first acoustic one?
Come on, you're supposed to be the expert. You're supposed to know these things.
Supposed to be the expert that doesn't
That's the first acoustic one we've done. And it's the first time we've done five acts. Normally it's three.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Intriguing. So you've got Gary Hellman performing. He was obviously in our unsigned chart recently.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't last long.
No, that's no reflection on his music, though.
No, he didn't last long, bless him. Then you've got Dan Wild, Dropout Dan. You have a Dan thing going on in this one.
Yeah, I know.
You like doing that, don't you? You like bands that have all like the same names in it and that.
Mm.
And then Sarah Louise and Scenario.
Yep.
I've never heard of Scenario before.
You will like Scenario.
Will I?
They're very impressive.
Because from what I've read on their Facebook, they're a pop indie alternative sort of band. They are from Cambridge, though.
They are from Cambridge. Yes. They don't do many gigs.
Oh.
They did saw them at the Man on the Moon a few months ago.
Oh.
And then they came in and I got them in to do a session and they're very impressive. And this is the only other gig they're doing at the moment. This one. So yeah. They were supposed to be on the Bathhouse night, but I moved them to this one because they're better.
Yay. That's nice. I might actually get to catch them then. I was intrigued by who they're influenced by because it was quite a sort of collective thing because it was like Muse, Radiohead, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco and Kings of Leon.
Mm.
I was like, I like these bands. This could go well. They might actually be my cup of tea, looking at that. God, where did I write half of my notes?
Have you lost them?
Maybe in my car, I may have lost all of my notes just now. This is going well, or did I ditch? I'm sorry, let's stall, shall we? Yeah, apparently I lost my notes.
Okay.
An entire page of notes. Oh all my right. God, flip, it was on the other side.
Oh, phew.
Flip effect.
I'm glad you said flip and not something else.
I said phew. Flip. No, I'm doing well tonight.
Yes, yeah, so far so good. Keep going.
It's all right, we've only got 4 minutes left, it's good. So Sarah Louise, I'm sure we've mentioned her many a time before.
Yeah, she's a station favourite.
There
so
we
I
go.
I thought I'd put her on and all the Cambridge 105 people will come and watch her.
All the Cambridge 105s. Yeah. She's also from Cambridge. Is there only, like, they're all from Cambridge, aren't they? Except for one who's from St Neots.
Yes.
Yes.
Who's from St Neots?
A Dropout Dan?
Okay, right. Dropout Dan's the only one I've not met before.
There we go.
Yeah, he's on recommendation from somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk more about Sarah Louise, though, shall we?
Okay.
She's country folk pop,
yeah.
I believe. Her influences are intriguing. Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, and The Script. Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember her music now to think of it actually
I would say if
similar.
I was to compare it to anybody, I'd say current Taylor Swift stuff is very Sarah Louise-y.
See, current Taylor Swift I can deal with.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll move on from that.
Right.
Before I'm mean. I have to see her because I've heard her talked about so much, so I need to actually turn up to one of the gigs to finally see her live. So Dropout Dan's one you haven't met before then?
Not met him before, but he comes recommended and he toured with B-Sides, who have met and had on the show numerous times before.
That would explain why he likes other artists such as B-Sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, that explains that one. He's an acoustic, lyrical rock with a twist genre, apparently.
Mm.
That was an interesting way to put it. I didn't find much information about him on his Facebook at all. It really annoyed me.
Okay, well, you can ask him tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll go and deal with that. And then Dan Wild is a singer-songwriter originally from Blackpool, but currently lives in Cambridge.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Dan Wild is popular with this audience as well. Ezio plays him a lot. He does Ezio's Songsmith Sessions night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's folky, though, isn't he? Kind of folk music.
Yeah, sort of.
I guess is the best way to put it. And then good old Gary Hellman. He's also a singer-songwriter. Why
yeah.
is everyone pop or
if you like Lewis Mockler, you'll like Gary Hellman.
Oh, okay.
They're similar.
Okay. Last time I saw him was at like a Fiverr Fest.
Yes.
Where he was
probably didn't fit in with that.
No.
That particular environment, to be honest.
No, he didn't. No. He did not go down well.
Okay. Well, he'll go down well tomorrow.
Awesome. It's also pop and acoustic sort of stuff, though. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. None of it's very heavy. It's quite contemporary acoustic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much all I kind of got for this one because I knew it would be brief. But I'm going to go down. I will actually go down to this one. We will turn up. That is going to happen.
We will turn up. Good.
We will turn up.
Okay.
I will make sure Will and Chrissy make me turn up.
Good.
Yeah.
Right, what are we going to play from this then?
We're going to flip a page again. I believe it's Dan Wilde, but yeah. I don't remember the song name.
Okay, we're going to finish tonight's show with Dan Wilde and You Are a Fire. This show will be available to listen to as a podcast on the Cambridge 95 website. You can also listen to it again. It's repeated on Sunday night, Monday morning after Ezio's show from midnight. So if you are listening to that now, then hello. It's probably nearly 2 o'clock in the morning on a Monday morning. Therefore, you should probably be in bed. This is Dan Wilde. Stay tuned. Riff Raff Radio is up next. It's called You Are a Fire.
You are a fire, I'm a can of gasoline. You're burning bright, just as brightly. Yes, I've seen. I don't know if I should really be alone with you. But here I am, and it might be too late now. I'm getting scared that we'll burn this place right down. I don't know if I should really be alone. I think it's dangerous. Do you think that it's dangerous too? Cause in your smile is just too much temptation, like lighting matches at a petrol station. I don't know if that is really something I should do. I think it's dangerous. Do you think that it's dangerous too? But I can't get you off my mind, despite what I have just been through. And I might need a little time. I don't know if I should really be alone. I don't know if I should really be alone. I don't know if I should let you take me home with you. It's not my heart that I'm trying to preserve. If I get burned, it's probably just what I deserve. I'm just concerned, cause I don't. Others burning too. So I don't know if I should really be alone. I don't know if I should really be alone. I don't know if I should let you take me home. But I don't want to stamp it out, despite what I.